97.9 The Beat, we cruising DFW. I got the one and only Kid Red on the phone right now.
El Niño Rojo.
El Niño Rojo. Thanks for your time, homie. I know you're super busy, bro.
Oh, man, you know, y'all my family, man. It's all love, man. I appreciate y'all for having me.
We're representing Dallas right now. You were recently in Dallas at the Texas State Fair, weren't you?
Yes, sir. I had a ball in Dallas. At that night before that, we were just at a club and that we hosted, that Brown hosted, and I had a good time, man.
So you had a good time?
And yeah, we did go to the fair, man. We ended up stopping at the fair before we headed home. Man, the fair was actually crazy, though, because we were just on some spontaneous, let's go to the fair. It happened to be high school day. We pick high school day out of everywhere. So as soon as we walk in, it's like a million kids. Oh,
it was crazy.
Chris Brown.
Right.
Oh, man, we had the whole police force. I don't even think that was enough, man. If the kids would have turned up, I don't know what would have happened, man.
That's crazy. Are you working with any artists in Dallas?
As of right now, I haven't worked with no artists in Dallas, but Darrow is my homie, and I will be working with Darrow. And it's another artist that my homie, shout out to Hood Boss, you know, he's from Dallas, so he got me more connected. I mostly got family in Dallas, though, man, but I'm willing to work with anybody.
Yeah,
man.
We got a lot of talent out here, bro. We're going to have to stay in touch, kid. I got to shoot you some artists that I've been messing with, bro.
Yeah, man, we got to get it in, man. We got to get it in.
Because you're doing some big things, man. Let's talk about the international tours, man. How's that experience overseas going? For you.
I love overseas. I just got to tell somebody I'm ready to go back, man. It's a whole nother world. I mean, I don't know how many times you've been or if you've been before, but it's a whole nother, like, music appreciation.
No, I feel you. I've been to Greece and Dominican Republic, bro. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, how they treat you at the shows. Like, I would say participation.
Right, right.
The rocking of the crowds. It's just crazy, man. I love overseas.
Let's keep it 100. It's harder here.
It's harder home, I would say, to please the crowd. Man, you know, you got the dudes in the crowd worried about the number three Jordans.
Ice grilling you the whole time, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So it's a whole nother ballgame.
All right, so you got songs featuring Sean Kingston, Chris Brown, The Game, Snoop. You got a nice list,
man.
Right there, bro.
Yes, sir. My brother Wiz Khalifa is also on the tape, man.
Uh-oh. Kid, I got to stop you right there. You know I'm from Pittsburgh, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
You forgot. Wait, that's when my radio career started.
Man.
We was one of the first stations to break Wiz's music, bro.
What was the nickname, man? I had the nickname earlier, man.
We were the Bad Boys. It was the Bad Boys show in Pittsburgh.
The Bad Boys.
Yeah.
The Bad Boys show in Pittsburgh. Shout out to Wiz, man. Yeah, Wiz, everybody. Will, tell the whole Taylor gang, man. They show us a lot of love, and, you know, we show them a lot of love on the West Coast because, you know, Wiz does live on the West Side.
I don't want to sit here and talk about Wiz all night, but definitely he's a success story, just like you're going to be, bro.
My boy, man. I love Wiz's whole career, bro, and I love how Wiz is number one family, man.
All right, so let's talk about the West Coast, man. It's on the come up, bro. So much talent coming out of there.
West Coast.
Right?
Come on, man. I don't like to say it, but it's kind of like the best coast, man. You know, we got the women, the women, the medicine. We got it all.
Wait, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that a certain way because I'm originally from New York. And, you know, we used to run but
hey, man, you know, it's just, hey, Michael Jordan used to run stuff. Then
yeah,
it was Kobe.
Right.
Now look what we're talking about, LeBron James.
I'm originally from New York. I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I've been out here in Dallas for 3 years. So if somebody asks me where I'm from right now, I'm repping that DFW. You feel me?
Exactly. Hey, you like me, man. You know how to adjust in different settings.
Oh, you got
like,
to, bro. You got with chameleons.
I was born and raised in the Bay. Exactly, chameleons. I was born and raised in the Bay and moved down to Compton. Compton is my second home, but I also moved to Malibu, which people don't know about here, Red. So I got a lot of homes, man. I know how to, like you say, I'm a chameleon.
Bro, all right, so wait. I got to bring it up. I need you to tell me a little bit about how your relationship with Chris Brown started, bro.
How did my relationship start with my brother, Chris?
Pause!
Hey, man, yeah, I was going to say.
You're right, look, I don't even want to say hook up, right?
Now. This is how I'm going to clean it up.
All right, clean it up.
How did I get to running with Chris Brown?
There you go.
Chris Brown is my brother, bro. I mean, it's all family there, man. It's not like, oh, how are you kicking around Chris Brown? You got this going. No, man, it's my family, bro.
Right.
He's always been my family. But, man, I started really heavily kicking it with Chris. So it comes with the music. Shout out to my big bro, Game. Just being around Game. You know, I was going on tour with Game. So I would see Chris at different events. See Chris at the studio. And he always just like, you know, come mess with me. Of course, we got what we got going on. And he's moving around. It worked out where he was going to France for his birthday. And I had just got back from France for a game. Like, hey, man, come with me. I'm going to go for my birthday. I got a party. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, I'll go. You know, we've been rocking since then, man. It's just all love.
Okay, so you toured with The Game. You toured with Chris Brown, too. I didn't even know that.
Yes, sir.
What have you learned with being with somebody on that level of superstar?
Man, you learn. I feel like I learn something every day, especially them two dudes, man. And I look at it as I got two different dudes from two different worlds and two different lanes and ball games. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel like I'm sitting there download. You feel what I'm saying? All day it's like a download. I don't do this like this. I do it like this. I'm seeing the result. Doing it their way is getting. So it's like, okay, this is what I got to do. You feel me?
I've been out here for 3 years. I do the radio, but I got this TV gig on the CW network.
Yes, sir.
I open a morning show and the nightcap, and I do an underground music segment on there every Thursday. It's mainly for like underground artists. Not to say you ain't on your way, bro, but you definitely one of those.
Nah,
artists.
Man, nah, I get with all what you're saying, bro. And I said, like, come on, man, we're saying we gonna get it in, bro.
Already. All right, I'm going to have to feature in your honor. But I got to ask you this before you go. During the Chris Brown, Frank Ocean altercation, where were you?
Hey, you want me to honestly tell you where I was at?
Yep.
I was in my bed, knocked out sleep, bro.
I wake up
out of my bed. I honestly have 47 missed calls. I look at my phone. First, my girl looks at me. She's like, what the hell, 47 missed calls? So I'm looking. I'm like, huh, what's going on? Everybody just calling me, so I start calling fools back. They're like, what's going on? Da, 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 da. I'm like, man, I don't know. I've been asleep. So I was, man, I was out the loop with that one, man.
So people were calling you trying to get the info of what happened.
Yeah, right. You know, they was trying to see if, you know, some with certain things like that and with the two names. They trying to figure out, is it real? Did it really happen? What happened if it did happen? You know how the streets talk, man.
All right, man, Kid Red, thanks for calling in, bro. I know you're busy, man. Can you throw out there what you got coming out? What to look out for? Twitter, Facebook, throw it out there for the fans, cuz.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Dallas, man. Shout out to J. Crew. Shout out to the whole B family, man. And just thanks everybody for showing me love. But I need everybody on October 22nd to download my mixtape, Redemption. Redemption will be out on October 22nd. It's what everybody and we all been waiting for, including myself, man.
Me too. Me too. Stop playing. Me too.
Yeah, man. We're going to get it in, man. You can catch me at Twitter, though, KidRed_. My Instagram is @KidRed. And just, you know, check me out, man. It's KidRed Nation.
I got you. And look, I'm going to tweet you when I feature you on my TV segment, all right?
No problem, bro. Let me know.
Appreciate the follow on Twitter and all that and the tweets, my good luck to you, bro. Straight up.
It's all good, bro. Thanks for having me.
DFW, Kid Red in the motherfucking building. We cruising and we out.
Let's get it.